We've got the Orioles, we've got the Twins. Jonathan Scope and Manny Machado having some fun while warming up before the game. Let's take it to the bottom of the second. Jason Castro at the plate.
You go directly to the plate. Castro bunts, third base line. Miley picks it up, a sliding stop, throws to first, and just in time, dug out by Mancini on the back end. Athletic play there from the pitcher Miley. And the 0-1, a drive to left field and deep, towards the bleachers. That is gone, a home run. On a changeup, a line drive homer to left for Miguel Sano, number 21. 1-0 Twins.
Out of the stretch, Mejia delivers. Hit high in the air, left field, and that one's gone. That is an upper deck home run off the bat of Jonathan Scope, his 18th of the year. And Baltimore now leads 2-1. And the pitch, line drive past Escobar at third base. Rickard's going to be waved around. Machado into second base, throw by Rosario, and it's not in time. Two strikes, Buxton speed at third, Castro at second. Dozier the runner at first, Dozier the tying run. And a 2-2 pitch, swung on a miss, got him on a changeup. Went soft, and Escobar out in front, comes up empty.
5-1 Orioles is your final score. The Orioles end a 5-game losing streak with the victory. It's their first win in 6 games against the Twins this season. Wade Miley goes 5 2/3, 1 run on 8 hits with 4 strikeouts. Paul Molitor and the Twins unable to pull it off against the Orioles on Saturday as they lose 5-1. Here's Molitor on the loss.
You know, we pitched fairly well, I thought. We had opportunities. We left a lot of people on base, which can bite you. You know, you end up with only one run and double-digit left on base. It's kind of a rough combination to overcome. He had a good day. You know, I thought, you know, he hung the changeup to Scope there. And but other than that, you know, I thought he pitched fairly well. He got us deep in the game, and we couldn't solve their pitching enough to play enough runs to get back in the game. He had a good at bat, you know, just trying to get a guy up there that I know would grind it out. And I think if he gets an opportunity to play tomorrow, you know, it's probably at least get over some of the jitters getting a chance to get an at bat today. But, you know, you battle 11 pitches or whatever it was against a guy throwing 98 miles an hour. It was a really good at bat. It was a good moment for him. I'm sure he'll remember that one. Maybe more so when he gets his first hit, but you know, you always remember the first time you get up in a major league batter's box.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Ubaldo Jimenez will take the hill for the Orioles. He'll square off against the Twins' Kyle Gibson.